91X News.
It's four degrees at 4 o'clock. From the Q9 Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Martin Allen. The OPP and Loyalist Township are asking for the public's help in identifying three people who are suspected of breaking a window at Erneston Secondary School in Odessa. On the evening of January 24th, the suspects were caught on video at the school and at a nearby store shortly after the incident. Officers responded to the school's alarm, but the three suspects were gone before they arrived. Anyone with information about the crime or anyone who can identify the suspects are asked to contact the Loyalist OPP Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or to report online anonymously at tipsubmit.com. Police officers and firefighters are now getting support from the Ontario government. On Monday, the Minister of Labour announced its plan to help first responders reduce the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, otherwise known as PTSD. For the last 2.5 years, Brendan Abram, a local veteran who was in the military for 30 years, has spent his time teaching a form of yoga that helps people suffering with PTSD. Abram says he thinks it's wonderful to see the government trying to help out.
The fact that, our senior politicians and leaders of the province are willing to say that, yes, this is something that is a condition that needs to be addressed, I think is very positive.
Abram says awareness is one of the most important steps to stop the stigma of PTSD.
The more that the message can be conveyed that this is an illness, and for the most part, it's not something that people did to themselves. It happened because of circumstances beyond their control, and it's an injury. Trauma means injury, right?
The Minister of Labour will launch a public campaign in March to help raise money and awareness for PTSD. Quinte Immigration Services is set to welcome around 600 Syrian refugees to the Quinte region in the next 12 to 15 months. None of these refugees will be staying at CFB Trenton as originally planned, says Orlando Farro, executive director of QIS.
They would be hosted in some of the local hotels for a period maybe no longer than 2 weeks until the process and assessment is done. And at that point in time, they would be moved to more permanent residences.
Farrell has also reached out to local landlords and rental management companies. He is trying to see if they have houses or apartments to rent starting in March. If a problem arises as far as finding places for the refugees to stay, Farrell mentioned that CFB Trenton is ready to host them. The municipality of Stirling Rawdon will be getting less financial help from the province this year. QNET's Cam Kennedy has the story.
The township of Stirling Rawdon will receive less funding from the province for another year. It's been like this for the past 3 or 4 years, leaving Rodney Cooney, the mayor of Stirling Rawdon, not overly happy.
I have no trouble with my sister municipalities in Hastings County getting funding, but it sure does suck when I got people here that pay the same provincial sales tax as the Perpin and my surrounding municipalities, and they're getting increases and I'm getting decreases.
The original cutbacks in 2013 was something the township was prepared for. Cuts were made to some departments in the municipality by 20%. With the cost of energy, electricity, and fuel increasing, Stirling Rawdon had to find money from elsewhere. One of the ways to do this was to increase taxes for residents living in the township. That's something Cooney is hesitant to do.
Our municipality, since 98 to 2010 or 11, like the average house here, the taxes were up 151%. Well, you can't keep doing that.
Cooney has had discussions with the other mayors in Hastings County about Stirling Rawdon's situation. While they are all sympathetic, there are some people who are doubters.
You try to tell people that it's kind of, you believe it's unfair, and it is what it is, but some people think sometimes you're crying wolf, I believe, but figures don't lie, but liars can figure it.
Cooney said that the township will be looking at other options to counter the decrease in financial help from the province. Cam Kennedy, QNET News, Belleville.
The 5th annual Prom Project campaign is making it possible for more students to feel elegant on their special night. Lashana Blair-White has the story.
The Hastings and Prince Edward Learning Foundation is encouraging the community to donate gently used formal wear to students in grade 8 to 12. The clothing will be used for students who may not be able to go to special events like prom. Executive Director Mary Beth DeSnow says the impact the campaign has on students is remarkable.
We were at one of the events, and Glenda Tracy and myself and my team from the Learning Foundation, and a young lady tried on a dress and came out and to show us and looked in the full-length mirror. And she looked in the mirror and she said, "I didn't know that I could look this beautiful." And it was so touching for all of us, you know, and it just reaffirmed why Prom Project is so important.
The campaign launched last Friday and has received up to 30 gowns and suits so far. DeSnow says she's blown away by the response.
Every year I worry about, will we have enough items, or has everybody cleaned out their closet and there's nothing left? And we're always really pleasantly surprised by some of the beautiful things that come in.
The campaign will go until March 24th. Lashana Burwhite, QNET News, Belleville.
Napanee OPP wants to warn businesses about counterfeit American bills being passed along Highway 401. Dylan O'Hagan has more.
On January 8th, an officer seized $790 in counterfeit American money at a vehicle stop in Napanee. Communications officer Jackie Perry says groups typically buy something small for the change they get back.
They typically will, three or four of them will be in a vehicle and travel up and down the 401 and exit and just hit businesses buying insignificant items in hopes of cashing a $50 American and getting the change back. That's how they're targeting businesses.
Fake $20 and $50 bills have been found at businesses along the 401. There's more than one way to tell if a $20 bill is fake. Raised ink, a watermark visible underneath light, and color-changing ink are some security features. However, the best way to protect yourself is to use the security features on every transaction, says Bank of Canada senior analyst Nish Varavanathan.
The last person ends up getting stuck with that counterfeit bill, and that's the bad part of getting a counterfeit bill. And so really the best way and the only way to really protect yourself is to check that banknote at the point of sale.
For more information on how to spot a fake bill, visit qnetnews.ca. Dylan O'Hagan, QNET News, Belleville.
That's news on 91X. Sports is next.
Marmer Snowfest, home of Canada's longest-running sled dog races, is celebrating its 38th annual event this weekend. Due to the change in weather, the sled dog races have been postponed to February 27th and the 28th. But all other Snowfest events will run as planned this weekend. The local food and artisan show, the Back of Cordova BC Curling Challenge, and much more. Also, Forsyth Street will be closed Saturday for easy shopping and outdoor activities. Buy a $5 Snowfest button for easy entry to all events. Marmer Snowfest this weekend. Visit marmersnowfest.ca. And like them on Facebook.
In sports, the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend. Here's QNET's William Prue with more.
This Sunday is the game most football fans have been waiting for all year. The Super Bowl. This year's matchup features the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos and will be played at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco. The Panthers had a remarkable season and had a record of 15-1. The Broncos, on the other hand, went 12-4 during the regular season. Like every year, the game has sparked rivalries, not only on the field, but amongst the fans. Here is what Loyalist College students had to say about the two teams.
Defense wins championships. Carolina may have the number one offense, but you can wear as many zebra pants as you want. Denver has the number one defense. So, there it is.
Best offense in the league, best quarterback in the league, all-around athlete in the world, Cam Newton. You throw the ball, he can run. He's so smart, he's happy, he's cocky, and I think he's going to lead them to greatness.
I think Carolina's going to win. They've been killing teams all year, so I think they might keep it up. I hate Broncos.
Kickoff is Sunday at 6:30 Eastern Time. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
A former Wellington Dukes star goaltender has taken the next step in his hockey career. Sean McIntosh has more.
Jordan Ruby signed with the Brampton Beast of the ECHL on January 13th. The 24-year-old goalie had a very successful career in the OJHL, even winning playoff MVP in 2011. He says debuting with Brampton was a scary moment for him.
With the Beast, it was like my first start of the year, and so I'm pretty nervous, but not able. Like, the guys played well, and I was able to play well for a good five of the games. That got my confidence up real well.
Ruby says he wants to compete in larger leagues.
You got to keep proving yourself and make your name known at this level. And I got to learn. I got to start being a sponge for learning. And I love the game too much right now. And I want to keep going as hard as I can. So AHL, NHL, overseas, high levels. That's always in my radar.
So far in Brampton, Ruby has 2 wins, 3 losses, and 2 ties with a .907 save percentage in 7 starts. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Belleville.
Mike Babcock will coach his 1,000th NHL game tonight when the Toronto Maple Leafs host the New Jersey Devils. Toronto is 9-1-4 in its last 14 home games against New Jersey. Elsewhere, Edmonton visits Ottawa and Columbus takes on Vancouver. The Toronto Raptors put their club record 11-game win streak on the line tonight in Portland. The Blazers have won their last 7 home games against Toronto, as well as 12 of 13 meetings overall. It's one of 4 games on the hardwood tonight. Send us your team or league scores to keynetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Here's the forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, wind southwest at 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40 at times, becoming light this afternoon, a high of +2. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of -8. Friday will be mainly sunny, wind becoming west at 20 kilometers per hour late in the afternoon, a high of +1. Friday night will see increasing cloud cover, a low of -7. Saturday will be cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, a high of -1. Saturday night will also be cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries, a low of -9. It is currently 4:11 and it is 4 degrees Celsius. Keynet News on the air on 91X and online at keynetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Martin Allen. News on 91X next at 5.